Elsie sidled into the kitchen with Thomas still in her arms. Sullen, subdued, his head had slumped onto his granny's thin neck and his thumb was back in his mouth. Beata cast him a wan smile. "Did Grandma fix it, darling?" "Kev shouldn't go at them like that, Bea. It ain't right. Thomas has cut his hand, haven't you? Well, that turkey's doing too quick. Oven's too high, lovey. Hope you don't mind me saying. You'll dry it out. Kev don't like it dry. Jack don't either. Oh, where's them band-aids? Oh, just look at your dress, love. You'll have to change. Why didn't you put on an apron? What will Kylie Ann think of us? I'll swat that blowy, love."
"Kylie Ann, is it?" Beata thought as Elsie carried Thomas back into the bathroom. "It wouldn't occur to Darren to introduce her to me. Check out that it was okay by me." The blowfly sideswiped Beata's cheek. She raised her hand to her head. As Elsie came back into the kitchen, Thomas pushed out of her arms and scuttled outside to his sister. The two women looked at each other, but said nothing. Silenced by the heat in the kitchen, the smell of turkey cooking, and the threat of having the fly land on her, Elsie went out to join the others. Bzzz, bzzz. Beata closed her eyes against all of it. The droning fly, the heat and the smell of roasting turkey.
"Mama, why am I doing this?" Poland. The word had cachet. History, culture, heritage, romance. Gdansk, her mother's birthplace, the city where those other relatives lived. Mum's mother, her sister, Dorota, the aunt I have never met. It would be under snow, the harbour icy and treacherous. She imagined her mother leaving Dorota's flat on the way to Mass at the great brick cathedral of St. Mary. Family and friends from school days surrounded her, and Beata could almost hear the excited chatter bouncing off the cold, grey stone, Soviet-built apartment blocks. Great, long choruses of Polish, which she couldn't understand, had never learnt, but still sounded happy to her.